This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Tuesday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. The Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says he hopes a new quarantine hotel system will act as a deterrent to people coming to Ireland. This is how Lana O'Connor reported that story in our morning bulletins.
A booking portal for hotel quarantine has gone live. From 4am on Friday, arrivals from 33 countries will have to pre-book into the system. However, Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he expects more countries to be added to the list. A 12-night stay in a TIFCO hotel will cost €1,875 with meals provided. The first people arriving here will be placed in the Crown Plaza Dublin Airport Hotel, while additional hotels will be added as required. The TIFCO group also operates the Cork Airport Travel Lodge, the Kinsale Road roundabout in the city, and the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. Deputy Paul Murphy from People Before Profit says the measures are still not enough.
This should apply to all incoming travellers. Anything less than that is an invitation to the virus and to new variants of the virus to continue to come in. So it doesn't make any sense to do what the government is doing, which is just to list a series of African and South American countries together with Austria and the UAE.
The Oireachtas will hear from the hospitality sector later today. It comes as a number of groups representing hotels, pubs and restaurants say they may have to close for good if lockdown is not lifted.
Groups representing the hospitality sector will today warn TDs and senators that many businesses are on the brink of collapse. The Restaurants Association of Ireland claims half of restaurants face permanent closure due to COVID-19 restrictions. It will call for the 9% VAT rate to remain in place until 2025, along with increased supports for the industry. Members of the Joint Committee on Tourism will hear calls from the Licensed Vintners Association for all pubs and hospitality businesses to reopen at the same time. RAI CEO Adrian Cummins says they need a clear plan.
We all know that the government are saying that this year will be a summer of outdoors. That doesn't fit into our business model. And we need to know how this summer is going to look like for our industry. And also we need to make sure that we upskill and reskill our industry and our hospitality workers and make sure that they have hope also, that they have a job to come back to.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sports, and the build-up is continuing ahead of the big local derby on Friday night. Cork City and Cove Ramblers will go head-to-head in their opening game of the SSC or Tricity League First Division at Turner's Cross. Both sides will be vying for promotion this season, City having been relegated last season, while Ramblers narrowly missed out on the First Division playoffs. Ramblers midfielder David O'Leary is a former City player and signed from Avondale United in the closed season. He told Red FM Sport there's plenty of experience in the Ramblers squad.
Well, like, you look at a lot of lads who would be deemed young, you know, about 20, 21 years of age. But if you look at it, they've been with Cove for the last 3 years, you know, so they have a bit of experience now. So it's not only the kind of older fellas on the team, you know, the younger fellas have this experience now under their belt as well. So hopefully, you know, they can use that as well this year and push on.
And you can watch that interview in full on redextra.ie. Cork's Ethan Varian has been called up to the Ireland under 21 squad. The former Greenwood player, who's now at Stoke City, has been brought into the side ahead of the friendly with Wales on Friday, along with Celtic's Luke O'Connell and Norwich City goalkeeper Sam Blair. The senior squad, meanwhile, will train in Belgrade today as preparations continue for tomorrow's World Cup qualifier with Serbia. And in rugby, Connacht will find out today if Bunziaki will be available to play in their Challenge Cup knockout campaign. He'll learn if he's to face a ban after being red carded in Ireland's win against England last Saturday.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Here we are again now. Surge in cases threatening to ease the level 5 curbs. Well, I don't know. Will the 5K limit be lifted? Possibly. Will construction come back? Who knows? Will all the schools reopen? I honestly don't know. What's worrying now is apparently primary schools are sending out little notes to teachers, and then the teachers are telling the kids and the kids are telling the parents that they're sending the school books home for the Easter holidays as a precaution. I'll have some more on that a little later on this morning. So not a whole lot of optimism there, is there? But surge in cases threatening eases to the level 5 restriction lifts. We have to wait and see. I mean, they're gonna meet this week. Micheál Martin says all of the major players are gonna meet, and ahead of the you know, the meeting. And then on the 5th of April, they make some sort of an announcement. But jab plan summer is a headline from the Star this morning. Of course, they tell us the daily numbers, 520 yesterday, one death. And they worry about this surge, which is coming across Europe and indeed the stronger variants of COVID. But they are saying that we're, at least Dr. Ronan Glynn is saying that we can look forward to a good summer as more doses are administered. Now, I know that we're getting a vaccine centre where there'll be mass vaccinations whenever we have the stuff here in Cork, down at Páirc Uí Chaoimh. The GAA grounds will be used to roll out the vaccine for the first time this week. I mean, imagine dribs and drabs. And of course, you've also got that tented village that's been constructed around around City Hall. But the headline in The Echo today is Micheál Martin saying we can beat the fourth wave. He was on the News at One yesterday, sat and listened to him talking about different aspects of COVID. And of course, everything comes back to availability of the vaccine. Everything else is just speculation. Everything else is just sticking your finger up in the air, and you might as well stick it up your nose. But the publicans are going to the Dáil. They are that desperate now that they're going to Dáil Éireann today. Don't know who they're going to meet there because they're all over in the convention centre. But it's a last-ditch bid to save their business. No, quite seriously now. They've hit crisis point, they're saying in the papers this morning. And no matter what way you look at this, they're figuring now that half of Ireland's restaurants are at a risk of closing permanently due to the COVID pandemic. So they're looking at the amount of days now that pubs have been closed. 372 days wet pubs have been closed since COVID gripped the country. 372. I mean, who would have thunk? And we've had 193 days of lockdown in total, according to The Sun today. Papers also talk about the hotel quarantine system, which will begin next week. The booking portal has opened for that now. The travel lodge up by Cork Airport will be used for it. There's like a couple of thousand, 2,500 hotel rooms have been set aside. Passengers who need to go into quarantine for the fortnight will have to pay up to €2,000 for an adult and €500 for a child. I think they'll be last off the planes and then literally escorted from the plane to the hotel. Then they're going to have things called COVID hit squads to swoop on problem counties. Ah, yes. Well, that would be Dublin then, wouldn't it? That'd be where the COVID hit squad would go straight away, up to Dublin, or maybe places like Meath or Kildare. Notice that? Counties around Dublin. They certainly don't need to come down to Cork or to Kerry, where the numbers are so small it's insignificant.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra daily.